Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. Mark your calendars for an astronomical spectacle. On April 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cast its shadow across parts of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, promising a rare and stunning display for millions. This celestial event will see the path of totality sweeping through major cities in Texas and the eastern Midwest, including Austin, Dallas, Indianapolis, and Cleveland, while central Florida will witness a partial eclipse with 50 to 70% coverage. The eclipse is set to unfold from 1:46 p.m. to 4:17 p.m., peaking at 3:03 p.m., offering a prime midday show for enthusiasts and casual observers alike. However, safety first, viewers are reminded to wear eclipse glasses that meet the ISO 12312-2 standard to protect their eyes from harm. The McDonald Institute in Kingston, Canada, has underscored the eclipse's rarity and significance, adding a layer of excitement to the anticipation. To enhance the experience, the Sky Safari Eclipse 2024 app has been launched, providing a countdown clock, dynamic visuals, audio prompts, and a comprehensive viewing guide. For those unable to view the eclipse in person or in case of cloudy weather, space.com will offer live updates and online streams will be available. Moreover, the importance of recycling eclipse glasses is being promoted by Astronomers Without Borders, ensuring the event is not only memorable, but also environmentally conscious. Despite the enthusiasm, the forecast of cloudy weather has cast a shadow of concern over visibility prospects. Up to 1 million out-of-state visitors are expected in Texas alone, with various viewing events and celebrations planned. Flexibility in travel based on weather forecasts is recommended, ensuring that regardless of location or weather, the 2024 total solar eclipse will be an unforgettable and safe experience for all involved. In a leap towards global digital inclusion, SpaceX's recent launch of 21 advanced Starlink satellites, including 6 designed to connect directly with mobile devices, marks a pivotal moment in the quest to provide internet connectivity worldwide, especially in remote areas. This launch not only advances the mission of digital inclusion, but also brings the total number of Starlink satellites to over 5,000, highlighting the industry's rapid growth and the critical role of regulatory bodies like the ITU in ensuring sustainable expansion. On April 6, 2024, these satellites were sent into orbit, with a portion specifically engineered to enhance connectivity in underserved regions. This technological breakthrough is part of SpaceX's broader vision to create a universally connected world, driving forward the global effort for digital inclusion. Adding to this momentum, SpaceX is set to launch 11 satellites tonight at 7:16 p.m. Eastern on a rideshare mission. This includes a diverse array of spacecraft for global customers, showcasing the Falcon 9 rocket's 14th launch and landing. This mission, the first under SpaceX's new Bandwagon program, highlights the company's commitment to facilitating space access and represents another step towards a more connected future. Imagine looking up at the night sky and realizing that the universe in all its vastness might not be expanding as we've believed for decades. That's exactly what the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, or DES-1, is suggesting with its recent observations. These findings are not just about the numbers. They're about challenging the very fabric of our cosmos and possibly rewriting the rules that govern it. DES-1, in its quest to understand the dark energy that accelerates the universe's expansion, has brought back data indicating a potential slowdown in this expansion. This revelation comes from the largest ever three-dimensional map of the universe created by DES-1, which hints at the possibility that dark energy's influence on the universe's growth could vary over time. This is a significant departure from the long-held belief in a cosmological constant, a value representing the density of dark energy in the universe, that remains unchanged over the eons. In a groundbreaking study led by Simone Sommer from the University of Ulm, the spotlight turns to our nocturnal allies, the bats, revealing their crucial role in not just maintaining biodiversity, but also in acting as a buffer against pandemics. This research, detailed in Nature Communications, delves into the intricate relationship between bat species diversity and the spread of coronaviruses, shedding light on a vital aspect of pandemic prevention. The study meticulously analyzed over 2,300 bats in Ghana, uncovering a significant finding. A decrease in bat species diversity correlates with an increased likelihood of coronaviruses spreading. Particularly, bats that are disturbance tolerant were identified as more susceptible to contracting and transmitting these viruses, posing an increased infection risk within their colonies. This discovery underscores the importance of conserving biodiversity and habitats to mitigate human-animal interactions and, consequently, decrease the risk of disease transmission. Embracing the One Health concept, the researchers advocate for a holistic approach to health, intertwining environmental conservation, animal health, and human well-being. The ecological benefits of bats extend beyond disease prevention. They play a pivotal role in insect population control, plant pollination, and seed dispersal. This study not only highlights the critical role of nature conservation in pandemic mitigation, but also reinforces the interconnectedness of our planet's health ecosystems. In an innovative study from the University of Queensland, researchers have made significant strides in the battle against the invasive weed Navua sedge, uncovering a sustainable approach to weed management that could revolutionize agricultural practices. By investigating the competitive abilities of various grass and broadleaf pasture species, the study presents a promising strategy for suppressing this problematic weed, offering a beacon of hope for farmers and agricultural practitioners worldwide. The research focused on how different pasture species affect the growth and seed production of Navua sedge, with findings that certain species including burgundy bean, cowpea, loblob, gatton panic, Rhodes grass, and signal grass can reduce the weed's biomass by a staggering 99%. This discovery highlights the potential of leveraging crop competition as a natural weed control method, emphasizing the importance of higher planting densities for more effective suppression. The study conducted two trials, with the first examining the morphological performance of the pasture species and the second assessing their impact on Navua sedge suppression. Results revealed that all 14 tested pasture species had varying degrees of effectiveness, with the most competitive species causing significant declines in the weed's growth metrics. Notably, loblob emerged as the most effective broadleaf species, while gatton panic and Rhodes grass were the top grass species for controlling Navua sedge. This research underscores the critical role of competitive intensity among pasture species in weed management strategies. By identifying specific species that excel in suppressing Navua sedge, the study offers practical insights for implementing integrated weed management approaches. Moreover, the findings suggest that fostering the growth of these competitive pasture species could diminish the need for chemical herbicides and curb the proliferation of the weed seed bank. In conclusion, the study not only sheds light on effective weed control tactics, but also stresses the significance of proper pasture management and the potential advantages of fertilizer applications for enhancing pasture quality and productivity. As agricultural practices evolve, such research provides invaluable guidance for managing perennial weeds, particularly in pasture fields, and contributes to the development of sustainable agricultural ecosystems. This has been your Daily Brief in Science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.